How about some primates?
My eyeballs hurt.
Hey, Ben, this is Batman. Ooh, Batman, you better watch your back. I'll throw a batarang in your ass. Crap cheddar.
The nightmare that is your life continues.
Yeah, I know. Why does he do this? Why does he haunt my dreams and my nightmares?
He's after you now.
My living room.
Oh my god, is he in there?
Sometimes he'll like sneak up on me. I'll be like, talking to my mom. I'll be like, on the couch. He's like, hey mom, what's up? And then like this dark shadow just rises up behind me. And I go, who are you?
Oh my god, what did he say?
I'm Batman.
Oh. Like, just like that?
Yeah, it's like I'm Batman.
So it's not even the cool Batman?
No.
Does he kick you?
No, it's just some guy dressed up as Batman. I think it's not Batman. It's just some guy dressed up as Batman, and then, like, he knows that I'm scared of Batman, so he dresses up like that.
We gotta find out. It's a mystery. We're gonna solve the mystery of who's scaring Ben by dressing up like Batman.
Right. Halloween's coming up. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of them.
Oh, do you even go out of the house on Halloween?
I try to stay in.
He's like, kids come to the door, ding dong, ding dong, yeah. And Ben's like, oh, let me get the candy. Oh, Batman!
Yeah, that's usually what I use.
It's usually a gang of Batman?
Right. Batman.
Batman.
I use that bowl, I get a big bowl, and I put all the candy in, and it's usually gone in, like, two people.
I love that, and I love when they put a sign, please take one. Yeah.
Who is taking one?
Yeah, no. Yeah, like, that works, like, the
fuck
first
it, I take the bowl.
You don't even rest.
I run with the bowl in it. It's like, hey, I got a new bowl for the house.
You're trying to suck
in a shitload of candy. Along with that awesome bowl.
Your mom will go with you, look for the house with the bowls. Wow, it's Saturday.
It is.
Congratulations.
Sorry about not doing a show.
Last week. We're really sorry.
But if you caught our show on Friday, it's awesome.
It is a good show. And this one started off pretty good.
It is. We just did a pre-show on Operator 11.
Wow.
Probably one of the best ones we've ever done.
Yeah, at pre-shows?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. Best one ever.
Yeah.
Although, Rook's pretty sentimental.
Right, yeah.
And look at this. I'm
looking.
Doing the killing sign.
Whoa.
That's from the pre-show.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the camera still, actually.
I should turn that off.
Oh. But.
So yeah, please check it out. We'll post the embedded video file on the Blogspot.
Okay, there, Jack Internet.
Yes, my name is Jack Internet. That's my, what is this?
It's a thumbtack.
Oh. No, you know, embedded. You know that word?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was surprised George Clooney didn't, join the voice chat there.
George is in the hospital.
Motorcycle accident. Yeah. We talked to his doctor, didn't we, Mookie Wilson, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we did.
Did that really happen?
Think so.
Let's play this voicemail and see what's up.
Okay.
Hey, Ben, Joe, especially Ben, this is George Clooney. Guys, my head is killing me. I was just in a little bit of a motorcycle accident. Don't get worried. My George Clooney penis is fine, and I still want to do Ben right in the butthole. Dope cheese.
He's cool. He's good.
Yeah?
He's fine.
He's all right. Was he wearing a helmet?
Probably.
That's what I want to ask the scientists.
Okay. All you scientists out there. Was he wearing a helmet?
Wait, do we trust scientists? No, we don't. Because they don't believe in a D.
Well, yeah, but George Clooney doesn't start with a D. Doesn't have D in it.
Good, thank God.
Helmets don't have the letter D in it.
All right, so,
we'll
have to trust the scientists on this one.
Right.
All right, I'm putting it in your hands, scientists.
If he was wearing a douche on his head.
Oh, God.
Scientists would be like, what is a douche? Don't understand.
And Mark Hamill probably wouldn't know what's going on. He probably walked up to him and be like, George Clooney!
Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, even though he doesn't know who he is.
Hey, even addressed him by name, George Clooney.
Yeah, weird. What do you want to talk about?
Beer.
Okay.
Well, George Clooney's doing those Budweiser commercials.
He's doing a Budweiser?
Well, he's not in them, he's doing the voice acting. Have you noticed this trend, Ben, in Hollywood?
Yes, I have. Christian Slater's a big Panasonic fan, apparently.
He is, and he makes it sound so important.
It is.
My favorite?
Right.
Gotta be John Goodman for America Runs on Duncan.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It looks like he enjoys the products that he's selling.
He loves donuts.
He does. And those manwiches they
make.
What
about Tom Arnold with Arby's? Remember that?
Oh, it's
he was the mitten.
It's
the
like
mitt.
Two shitty things put together.
Are you Tom Arnold's a great guy.
That was totally a joke to me. Are you kidding? Arby's is awesome.
No.
Come on, Ben.
Sorry.
It's a radio show we do here.
I missed that cue.
We bounce off of each other.
Tom Arnold's awesome. Just gotta say that.
Tell me three good reasons why.
Alright. Tom Arnold is cool because, number one.
One.
Tom Arnold.
Pretty cool name.
It's almost like Kevin Arnold, but with a T.
I like T's.
It's like Tevin Arnold.
And you could probably call him T.
You could.
So what's
you
up,
could.
T. Arnold? Yes. Is that a bread company?
T. Arnold? No, I don't know.
All right,
okay,
I'll
that's
you,
one.
I'm giving you that.
T.
Being generous.
Arnold. T. Arnold. Number two. Dude got married to Roseanne Barr, who's awesome. Just gonna say that. Roseanne Barr is awesome. And then he was, like, cool because he was on the show Roseanne. And he was married to Roseanne, but they didn't play a married couple because, you know, John Goodman. Him and his Dunkin' Donuts was on that show.
John Goodman.
Do you give me that one? He's cool because he married Roseanne Barr.
And he was on the show.
And Roseanne's cool because, like, she scratched her crotch at that baseball game. Awesome.
All right, that's two.
He's kind of, sort of, connected
responsible
with her.
For that.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure he was like, yo, Roseanne, babe, my chick, please scratch your crotch and spit on the ground at that baseball game. She's like, I'll do it for you, because you're T. Arnold. Okay, number two?
That was two.
Okay, number three?
Here it is.
He can fly.
What?
He can. Tom Arnold.
I need proof of this.
Okay. What happens is that, like, when he, I think it's only when he's at baseball games, but I could be wrong. His back opens up, like, kind of like a robot. Not, like, angel wings, nothing gay like that. Like, metal wings, like a robot. Just opens up.
Alright, can I give
little
you a for
jets
example?
On the side of the
like
wings.
Like Buzz Lightyear?
Yes.
Okay.
Guy to infinity and beyond. He can go there. He's T. Arnold.
Alright.
He when he goes into outer space, though, that's the problem. He just built this. I think it was 2 weeks ago. He built a sort of like a Buzz Lightyear like helmet that just as soon as he reaches that what is it the stratosphere something?
Ask Hulk Hogan.
Okay. he like this helmet thing goes whoop and just goes right over him so he can breathe.
Good thing it goes over and just doesn't go whoop. That would help.
Yeah. So flies. You gotta give me that.
You know what?
Three good reasons.
Normally,
why I like Tom Arnold.
You can't convince me of anything normally.
Mm-hmm.
You just convince me.
Tom Arnold. Nice. He has a pink penis. I forgot to mention that.
Wow. Let's take this next voicemail.
Okay. Hope it's not Tom Arnold.
Ben, Joe, it's the hotness. I got that phone. I just was chatting with you guys on the Operator 11. Me and Rook are good friends now. I just got his email account. It's rook@gmail.com. I don't know if that's... He just sent that to me. He could be lying. So it's the hotness. Like I said on the pre-show, my album, it's dropping like it's hot. That's the name of the album. It's going to hit stores pretty soon. And I got a special track on here. I'll bust a little rhyme for you right now. Jeff Goldblum is a dick. I hate his butt. It's smelly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's smelly like a homo. Okay, dope G's. Ben, Joe, Jeff Goldblum, listen, I also was on that show. All right, the pre-show? Yeah, I got that phone, by the way. And, listen, William H. Macy, first of all, you're a cunt. That's right. Check me out on YouTube, Jeff Goldblum. I say the word cunt a lot. Check it out. YouTube, Jeff Goldblum. Also, here I am, minding my own damn business, shooting my new documentary about myself called Jeffy. And I gotta listen to this shit? All right, whatever. Dope cheese.
All right, this is the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Graham crackers.
Okay.
And Band-Aids.
Two unrelated things. Go ahead.
Combine them.
What?
Graham-Aids. It's the new thing.
Graham-Aids?
Yes. They're Band-Aids that kind of taste like graham crackers.
Oh, my God.
I just invented it.
You
two
did?
2 seconds ago.
Wow.
And it's coming out in stores in October. And that's this month. Next month.
I love October. And
yeah.
Wow. I, you know,
actually,
I...
it's a treat for Halloween. I'm releasing it a day early.
You get the 35th?
Oh, no. It was going to be the next month, but I decided...
Oh, a day early. Yeah, instead of November.
Yeah, so it's 31st. It's coming out. Parents who are like, oh, I'm too lazy. I don't want to go out of the house. I'm afraid of Batman. I will put a bowl of Graham-Aids right outside the door. Kids will just take one.
You better watch out. You're going to lose that bowl.
You won't
lose
that bowl.
That bowl is history.
You know what, parents? You could drill a hole into the bowl and, like, drill it so it's part of the your deck.
Oh, you want to put a nail in there?
Yeah.
Or drill down.
Or just duct tape it down.
I don't know. You got some crafty kids out there that really like bowls.
Like me.
Like you. How many bowls do you have?
Oh, we got a lot. How many? I got 26 of them. 25.
It's a lot of bowls. You dropped one.
Yeah.
Fucking ceramics.
Yeah.
You know what I got once for Halloween?
What?
I'm sure I've told this story before, but it bears repeating.
Yeah.
I'm right around the corner from you.
Right? Well, what? Where?
In Baldwin.
Yeah.
And I'm dressed like a vampire. Or the devil. I think it was the devil. We have pictures up on the blogs, but check it out. Yeah, whatever, yeah. I was. Where the thing? Devil. So there I am. Ring doorbell. This kid answers the door. And he's like, oh, give me a minute. So I'm waiting and waiting. Like 20 minutes later, he comes out.
What, 20?
It's like 20 minutes. It's like forever.
Okay.
He comes out. I'm like, all right, it's got to be good. He's got
to be one of those like jumbo size.
Right. King size candy bar.
King size. Yeah.
King size. Not fun size.
No.
King.
Okay.
Nope. Comes back with a pumpkin cut out from a loose leaf paper that is really shitty. It's not even like he did a good job.
Not telling you the story.
He comes out, and it's like loose leaf. You can see the blue lines on it, and the eyes are all like one's really big and one's really small, and it's ripped, and that's what he gave me.
Wow.
I'll take religious paraphernalia.
Right.
Sorry, that stroke's kicking in. Religious paraphernalia over that any day.
Wow. So he gave you some loose leaf paper.
I gave him a gut shot. That's what I gave him.
How old was this person?
Like 5.
Was he a Riri? I'm quoting Anthony Minella.
Stupid Anthony Minella. With his Riri's. Bad influence.
Riri's.
Yeah, so that was my worst Halloween
ever.
Ever.
My worst Halloween story, I think I've told it on this story, on this podcast before, of me being Teen Wolf. And my mom putting on fake fur on my arms.
That is pretty bad.
And we couldn't get it off.
So you are a Teen Wolf, basically.
Pretty much. Right now, I am Teen Wolf.
What?
All the time.
I have HD.
What?
And I have the Monster Channel.
When did you get this?
I got this in... I got it August 8th, actually. I remember the day I got HD. Barbecue Channel. First thing I ever laid my eyes on. So get this. Monster Channel.
Yeah. Love it.
Teen Wolf.
What?
Teen...
Love it.
Wolf.
You watch Teen Wolf 2?
No, I don't like Teen Wolf 2.
Jason Bateman. He's in Arrested Development. He's awesome.
I think Jason Bateman is very funny, but it's Teen Wolf 2.
Great. Did you know in Teen Wolf 1, at the end scene, there's a guy with his penis hanging out?
Yeah, he pulls his short shorts out of the way.
Yeah.
I
want to see that. Speaking of penises on film, I want to see Viggo Mortensen in that new movie called Naomi?
Hmm? Oh, Eastern Promises.
Eastern Promises.
To show my penis.
Dude, Viggo Mortensen naked fight scene.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's bloody.
Are you a big Viggo Mortensen fight scene naked fan?
I am.
Naomi, are you?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Mm-hmm.
He's
naked.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is he going to hurt his weenie?
I don't know.
Did I say wiener or weenie?
I think you said weenie.
I said both.
All right.
Weenie would have been funnier. If he hurts himself, I don't want to watch that.
That would be painful.
Do you have sympathy pain for someone getting kicked in the nuts?
It depends. Like, if it's on America's Funniest Videos, I could give a shit. It's funny. But, like,
give a shit.
But, like, if I'm witnessing it live, yeah, I feel
it hurts,
the pain.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. This next phone call?
Yeah.
Also hurts.
Really?
Look out.
Guys, it's Andre the Giant here with my buddy Reggie Philomese.
Hey, guys, it's Reggie. What's up?
We're kind of pissed at you.
We're really pissed. At the fucking world.
At the world? Yeah, what is that? The world?
And you.
Yeah, and you. Because you live in the world.
So get this, ever since the Big People's Convention and Big People Tour, we haven't had a good fucking bite to eat ever. We went to an all-you-can-eat restaurant the other night, and we just ate fucking everything, and they said they were out of food.
I ate a lot of shrimp. A lot. And they ran out, and there was never-ending shrimp.
How much of that shits did you eat?
I think I ate C.
That's a lot. You're a big guy. You're a giant. You're Andre the Giant.
Yeah, I ate the sea. I ate all the crustaceans in the sea. Shrimp, lobster, crabs, and their legs.
You made them extinct.
There are no more crabs in the world. Because of me.
That's terrible.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
All right, we gotta go. We gotta go eat some big food.
Yeah. Nope, cheese.
Nope, cheese. Sucker.
It's on fire! Oh, sorry.
What?
I was talking about your mother.
Oh.
And your spicy leftover noodles. Your mom makes some good spicy leftover noodles. Alright, I guess this is the end of the show.
Yeah, so call us up, 718-304-7856.
did Little Ben move?
MySpace us.
At the MySpace page, MySpace. At iHeartSnacks. No, MySpace.
MySpace.com/iHeartSnacks. Radio. The end.
The end, okay. Facebook us.
Facebook us. Join our groupies page. It's new, it's improved.
I've not updated mine, and I'm sorry to the people who look for it.
iHeartSnacks. You. Groupies.ing.com. Please. Join up.
It's please. Awesome. Oh, please do it. It's fun.
What
it's,
else we gotta
it's
plug?
It's fun.
It is fun. It's very fun.
I think that's enough plugging. I think we're headed to the rapid fire.
Not enough plugging for your mom. Oh. I stick my penis in her butt. Dope cheese.
Mom.
Ben, Joe, Brett Michaels, Rock of Love here. I'm calling you guys up to do the rapid fire. I heard it's a favorite song, and I got a little sing. I gotta sing it. Sing it. I gotta sing the song that I love. It's called, Every Rose Has a Thorn. I will sing it for you. Every rose has a thorn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Bitch, rose, rose, thorns. Ben, Joe, Michael Douglas. Favorite song? Here it is. Get up off that thing and make it feel better. Like Michael Douglas. Dope cheese.
Ben, Joe, with a Brimley song. Here it is. Beat it. Beat it. Like with a Brimley. With a shotgun. Beat it.
Dead. I am living in hell, but I enjoy a little Brett Michaels while I'm down here. I love his song, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Every rose has thorn. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Rose, thorn. Dope cheese. I love it. Ben, Joe, Hillary Clinton, presidential candidate. Chris Cross is gonna make you jump, jump. Dope cheese. Ben, Joe, Joan Jett here. I'm a lesbian. I really don't like music. I just like having sex, lesbian sex, with my girlfriend, Carmen Electra. Dope cheese.
Dancing queen, young and something. Dancing queen.
Clint Eastwood, dope cheese.